real place for me to be able to bring the word of the Lord to you this
evening.
I'd like to turn you to the second letter of Timothy and chapter 2.
我们来一起打开提摩太后书第二章。
I will read from verse 15.
第15节。
Give diligence to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, handling aright the words of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。But
shun profane babbling, for they will proceed further in ungodliness, and their words will eat as does a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who confirming the truth of earth, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some.
但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。他们的话如同毒疮，越乱越大。其中有徐米乃和腓力图，他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已经已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
Howbeit a firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord assures them that are his. And let every one that names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteous men.
然而，神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这些印记说，主认识谁是他的人。 又说，称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。Now
in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also wood and of
brass,
and some under honor and some under dishonor. Let him who can therefore purchase from thee be sure the vessel under honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use.
Prepared unto every good work.大夫人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自觉脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁、合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。And
then I would like to add two verses, one in the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
再加上约翰福音十章
，and verse 14，第14节 ，I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我是好牧人。 我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。And
then in the Philippian letter of the Apostle Paul, in chapter 3,
腓立比书三章
，and verse 10,
第10节。That
I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering, becoming conformable unto his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。Just
a word of prayer.
让我们再一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, how thankful we are when we learn your word that you have made. Specific provision for us all.
亲爱的主，我们一同来仰望你，仰望你今天晚上你自己的话，专为着我们这一次的大的需要。
You have provided an anointing for the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
你为着我们来宣扬你的道与翻译跟听你的话，你把这样的圣灵赐下给我们每一个人。
Into that anointing we stand by faith this evening.
凭着信，我们站在这个恩膏的底下。
Let it be upon us in full measure.
让这个恩膏能够完完全全在我们中间。
Let your purpose in our time this evening be fulfilled.
让今天晚上整个时间，你对我们的目的能够完全达成。
And through all these days we shall be together.
我们也为这几天整个的聚会一同仰望在你的面前。
And we shall be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们把所有的赞美。荣耀终归于你。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. This little phrase in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
在我们刚刚念的提摩太后书二章。
He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctifying.Meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work.
做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
I believe the theme of these few gatherings we shall have together is serviceable for the master's.
我相信我们这次聚会的主题就是合乎主用。
And my responsibility in the times given to me are all to do with knowing the Master.
我的责任在这个主题上面是既注重在认识这位主人。
The Master-Disciple relationship
主人与门徒之间的关系
is everywhere expressed in the Word of God.
在整个神的话语中，到处你都可以找得到。
And it is everywhere expressed, not in the way we so often understand it in the Western nations.
圣经里面表达这个思想的时候，不是我们西方的人习惯的那种思想。
But a direct relationship between the Master and the disciple.
但圣经里面的思想是注重在老师、师父与徒弟之间的一个直接的关系。
So often in the Western culture, we think immediately someone talks about master, disciple, teacher, pupil.
在西方的思想里面，每一次提到这个关系的时候，我们马上就想的是老师与学生的关系。
We immediately think of a classroom.
我们想到的是一个教室。
And we sit there.
然后学生坐在那里。
And someone speaks to us.
然后有一位向我们开
导。And then we have tests.
然后有考试。
Examination.
要考我们。
It is a kind of academic relationship.
是一个学术性的关系。
But the Bible has a quite different view.
但是圣经的观点却完全不同。
The pupils went with the teacher.
这里是一个学生去来找这位老师。
In many cases, they lived with the teacher.
这个学生跟这个师父住在一起。
With the prophets and went with the prophets.
如果这个先知，他去找这个先知。
Or many other ways.The disciples with the Lord Jesus.
像这主的门徒与主耶稣。
It is an altogether different idea. It is not that to learn academically is wrong.
这里并不是说一个学生跟老师学习从一个学术观点是错。
But the emphasis is put on a relationship to the Master.
而我们要提出来的是注重在师父与学生中间的关系。
Even though very often in Christian circles, our idea is to send somebody to a theological seminar.
在基督的基督教里头，基本上有个观念，就是说我们把一个学生送到神学院
stuff their heads with theological and biblical knowledge.
把这个学生的脑子里面充满了各样的圣经的知识。
And after so many years, we send them out like tape recorders to sort of replicate what they have learned.
然后他毕业以后把他送出去，然后他就可以把像录音机一样的把他在学校听到再放出来。Now
don't get me wrong.
我的意思是
there is a place for the study of God's word.
是我们应该有一个地方来学习主的话。
There is a place for true and sure theology.
是我们需要学习一个纯正的神学。
But the thing that a merely academic knowledge of the law.
但是如果仅仅是以一个主认识主耶稣从学术观点来看的话
，is a person's service.
然后第二个就是准备了主的工人的话
，that idea is utterly false.
但是这个观念是错误的。
Knowing the Master is the key to all.
一个真正的侍奉，他的钥匙，他的关键，乃是认识这一位师傅。诸位，There
is no substitute for a personal, original, direct knowledge of the Master.
我们没有办法取代，就是要认识主，你个人与这位主之间的一个直接的关系，直接的认识，没有比这个更重要的。There
is a world of difference between knowing about the Master and knowing the Master.
认识主。 与知道有关于主的事，这两件事情是截然不同的。The
Lord Jesus said something very interesting in, as it is recorded in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel.
在约翰福音第十章里面有一段非常有意思的话。
He said, "My sheep know." My voice.
主说，我的羊知道我的声音。
When he has put forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
四节，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
It is amazing to me the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep.
每次想到羊与他的这个牧羊人之间的关系是非常让我吃惊的。
I have a small cottage in an island.
我在一个岛上有一个小房子。And
I am surrounded by sheep and goats.
那么周围全都是这个山羊跟绵羊一大堆。
All of whom have one aim in life, and that is to eat every single plant in my garden.
所以所有羊都有一个同相同的目的，就是它要把我院里面所有的植物都把它吃光。But
the extraordinary thing I notice is the relationship of the shepherd to the sheep.
在我观察这种情况的时候，我就非常。
诧异的发觉羊跟这个牧羊人之间的关系和谐。他有100多只羊，他只要讲一句话，所有羊都不动，但是羊在说话。
这个绵羊都不动了，山羊呢还继续到处跑。 Sometimes his grandson looks after the sheep. 有的时候被一个孙子后来做牧羊人。
It's not the same.
但是这个孙子就比不上了。
The sheep don't listen to it.
这个绵羊不听这个孙子的。
He yells at them, throws stones at them.
不管这个孙子叫也好，丢石头也好，这个绵羊不听。
It's not the same as his grandfather.
跟这个老祖父相比是两码子事。
I don't know what this old man says to his sheep, but he has a special language.
我不知道这个老人对这个羊说了什么话，但是总是非常特别的话。
Which is certainly no human language.
这不是人的话。
But which the sheep apparently fully understands.
但是羊，这个绵羊完全懂。
He spends all day talking.
他整天就跟他们讲话。
But it's an extraordinary thing.
这是非常特别的现象。
Jesus said, My sheep know my voice.
耶稣说，我的羊知道我的声音。
We read it in John Gospel chapter 10 and verse 14. I am the good shepherd, I know mine own, and my own know me.
十四节，耶稣说，我是好牧人，我的羊认识我，我也认识我的羊。
Now this direct personal knowledge of the master,
这个直接个人与主之间的这一个关系,
it is out of this relationship that real service springs.
一个真实的侍奉是根据于这一个个人与主之间的关系.
But it must not only be the beginning of service.
这不但是一个侍奉的开始，
it has to go on to the end，
而且这个关系一直持续到底。
Many servants of the Lord began by hearing the Lord's voice，
很多所谓主的仆人，他们开始的时候侍奉听见主的声音，
really knowing the Lord，
也真是认识主。
And then somehow all the cares and the problems and the difficulties and the amount of work.
但是慢慢一个工作量的增加，许许多多的困难，各式各样的不同的经历，
these things have become like a wedge between that that disciple and his master.
这些琐碎的事情就好像一个。 切在这门徒与主之间的那个中间。
When Paul gave that incredible testimony contained in Philippians letter chapter 3,
当保罗在腓立比书为主做这个见证的时候，
he was coming near to the end of his earthly life.
他写这本书的时候已经来到他 一生的结束，
to the fulfillment of his ministry.
他也要把整个他的职事完成。
And he said he counts everything but loss.
他看万事如同粪土。
For the knowledge of the Messiah, Jesus.
我要认识他的主，这位弥赛亚耶稣基督。
然后他继续说，他是我认识，他已经是我们认识的罗马书，讲这句话的时候，他老早写了，后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书，这是后书 来 constitute the knowledge of the law。
他这些前面所写过的书信已经把他所认识的基督完全包括了。
But here is a relationship between master and disciple。
但是你在这里可以看到一个主师父与徒弟之间的关系。
How tremendous！
是这样的
，so deep，
是这样的深刻
，so powerful，
是这样的能力。
That the more he knows, the more he knows there is to know。
他越认识这位主， 他就越发现有更多的需要认识。
It is so, hey, that I may know about you.
他并不是说让我知道关于他。
That I may have explanations for all the various queries, theological queries I have.
他也就是说，让我认识他，使我能够解决许多神学中我没有的大部分问题。
你觉得他能够吗？
让我知道。
All those things somehow he didn't know.
好像他还不认识他一样。
That reveals to me the importance of this whole matter.
这就让我们看出来。主人与这个学徒之间的关系的重要性。
It is a growing, living, transforming knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
这个关系是一个活的，是一直在增加、一直在变化的一个关系。
This you cannot get in the Bible school.
这个关系。不是在神学院，在圣经学校能够学得到。
This you cannot get in the theological seminary.
这不是在神学院里面能够得到。
However valuable some of the stuff you might be,
是在这些学校你可以得到很多的知识，宝贵的知识。
This can only come by hearing the Lord.
先生所讲的，就是你自己听见主的声音
，walking with the Lord，
与主同行。
It is not second hand, third hand, fourth hand.
这个关系不是第二手、第三手的东西。
It is something done,
乃是第一手
something else,
是你个人与主之间的。
When did you last hear the Lord speak to you?
最近一次主亲自上来说话是多久以前的事情？
Yesterday, 昨天, a week ago, 第一个星期, a year ago, 一年前, 2 years, 10 years, 20 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 years,
的能力，
可就是说在你的工侍奉里，在工作上，
It is very interesting that this is a lifelong progressive experience.
这是一个非常有意思，一生之久，继续不断的打进的关系。
There can be no such knowledge of the Lord if you do not follow Him.
除非你跟随这位主。
You remember that 你没有这个心，
你没有这个认识。
You remember what the Lord Jesus said, as it is found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 17.
在马可福音一章十七节这样说
Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
来跟从我，我要教你得人如得鱼一样。
It's personal.
这是个人的一个护照。
Follow me,
跟随我。
That's the key. This is the key.
You can be safe with the
Lord. You can be close to the Lord.
紧紧地跟随
So that you can hear His voice.
这样你能够听见主人的声音
So that you can see His face.
你可以看见主的面
Even though He is invisible.
虽然他肉眼看不见
Follow.
跟随
And I will make you to become.
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
It's a person.
这是一个过程。
In English, I think it's unfortunate that the old version puts it, I will make you fishers of men.
在英文的老翻译里头，我翻译成叫你做鱼夫，得人鱼夫。
Because it sounds a bit all of a sudden, in a single moment, the Lord can make you a fisher of men.
让你有一个错觉，好像主可以在眨眼之间把你变成一个人。
But if it is correctly translated, it suddenly has a deeper meaning.
但是如果翻译的更精确一点的话，有一个更深的意思。
Follow me. Not just the me.
不是跟随我的教会。
Not just the church.
不是跟随教会
，not just the truth，
或者跟随一个真理
，all in all，
是这些是重要
，follow me，
但是这里是跟随
我 ，another will make you to the top， 这就是呢，
这样子就可以把你变成一个得人如心。
There can be no knowledge of the Lord Jesus of the Master without following。
除非你跟随主耶稣，你不可能得着认识主耶稣。
And there can be no following of the Lord Jesus without you believing.
除非你顺服这位主。
In
我都谈不上跟随。
In the Bible analysis,
在最后到底是
everything turns in the service of God's love on the question of believing.
这个仆人会成为怎样一个仆人，完全根据于这个仆人到底顺不顺服他的主人。
Isn't it so？
不是这样吗
？There is no way to know the Lord except through faith。
除非你顺服他，顺服他，你不可能认识这位主人。
Anyone who follows the Lord。Before long, will come to the cross.
每一个学习跟随他的人，很快就会被带到十字架的面前。
The Master's purpose for you
is that you should be alive. 主人在你身上的那一个目标，就是你要成为一个。活泼的
，full of life，
充满生命的
，full of life， as it is time to come that they might have life， so that they may have life more abundant。
我要说的羊不但有生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
But this life is resurrection life。
那里所讲的生命，是指的那一个复活的生命说的。
No death, no life.
而这个生命，除非经过死亡，否则看不到复活的生命。
We receive eternal life through his death.
我们得到这个复活的生命是透过他的死。
But if we are not prepared to give up right for ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
我们如果没有准备好来。跟随他走他这条十字架路的话
，The life in the stars，
那么我们自己的生命就会死亡。
It goes into a straight gap，
你好像穿着一个紧身的绑在你身上的衣服。
And then we have to fall back on that very story。
那在这个情况之下，那我们只好依靠那个学术性的知识。
That all we have left。Is study and more study and more study.
那么这样的情况，你只好继续不断的在学术上追求。
Or technique and technique and more technique.
然后学怎么样一套技术一套更多的技术。
That's all we have.
因为你剩下来就这两样东西了。
To follow the Lord Jesus.
要跟随于我们的主耶稣。
Means obedience.
它的意思就是顺服。
And obedience means sacrifice.
顺服的意思就是牺牲。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
Well, let me go a step further with you.
我们再多讲一
点。I think of the, in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 11.
马太福音章。
In the verse 28.
28
2 verses.
So attention.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest of your soul.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻的。
You cannot learn of him if you do not take his yoke upon you and shoulder his burden.
除非我们愿意负他的轭。我们永远没有办法来认识我们的主。
Let me say it again, it's so important.
让我再说一次，非常非常的重要。
This is the little sentimental saying of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣讲这句话的时候，不是一个仅仅一个情感性的发表而已。
Are you tired?
你是不是很累啊？
Are you exhausted?
你是不是非常
非常疲惫？
你是不是心里很
苦？
来吧
，And I will come.
我会抱抱你。
I will make it all right.
我会把一切都改成很好的。
That's what he told you.
这不是耶稣所说
的。There is a yoke.
这边他主动说有一个轭。
There is a burden.
有一个负担。
It is all to do with service.
这个完全是跟侍奉有关系。
Then your servant of the Lord is exhausted.
很多主的仆人已经疲劳了。
Many the servants of the Lord's burden is great.
很多侍奉主的人觉得这个担子太重了。
But Jesus said,
但是耶稣却说
，Take my yoke upon you.
你要担负我的轭
，and learn of me.
学我的样式
，and you shall find rest of your soul.
你就会在你的魂里面找到安息。
Our souls, our source of all restlessness.
因为在我们的魂里面，我们看见的是没有安息。
Not least in the service of God.
甚至即使讲到侍奉神，我们里头都没有安息。
There are two ways you can see this yoke.
关于这个轭，你可以有两个方法来看。
Both which are right.
两个方法都是对的。
It could be the Lord Jesus is saying, I am the Father.
好像是说我是那个农夫。
And you are the bull.
你是那一只牛
，take the yoke upon，
把这个耕地的这个轭放在你的身上
，I will use you，
我来使用你
，That's one，
这是一个解释的方法。
But it is a very extraordinary way the Lord says，
但是主这样子说这段话的时候很特别
，Please look，
注意看，注意听
，take my yoke。
他乃是说，负我的。
Many times I've seen the double yoke.
我看到这个双轭。
It's almost as if the Lord Jesus said, "Come to step with me."
所以我就觉得是主说，来靠近，站在我旁边。
In this service,
在侍奉的这件事情上
，Here is the master.
他是这一个建筑的人，
也是 master，
他也是这个工头，也
是 master，
他是这一个工头，你是与这个工头配合的同工，
我的
host， 你是这个夫人的同工，
尤其是方便，
这个轭呢是放在这个工头的身上，
Come, let this yoke be
养好许多。那么我们这个小工呢，就在这个工头的旁边也住这个恶。
Then the youth is light。
这个时候，这个恶就变成
了轻的，比较轻。
这个恶就变成容易了。
And the burden is light。
那么这个重量呢，自然而然就轻了。
It's literally the number。
让我用另外一个方法表达一下。
It says in the prophet Isaiah。
在以赛亚书这样说
，The government should be upon his shoulder，
政权要担在他的肩上。
But we also have to rule with the Lord。
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要与他一同掌
权。
今天在地上就是如此。
We are to be brought to that place of kings。
我们要被带到王的地。
That is his power。
这是他的权柄，那不一样。
Sharing his will is the fulfillment of his will。
我们要来跟他同享他的旨意，来实现的这件事。
Involved in the fulfillment of his purpose for the church, for the nations。
要让他的旨意在教会中，在万国中来实现。
For Israel,
为了以色列。
It's sometimes we can take the government of Israel, we take the two heavyweights on ourselves.
我们把那个这个整个政权的重担挑在我们身上。
It's the government on his shoulder.
如果这个担子应该在主的身上
，That's where the heavy part
comes. 那整个吃力的重点应该在主的身上。
If I were to step with him,
如果我能够站在主的身边
，You're easy.
这个时候，这个恶就变成了
恶，
那么这个担子轻省。
Does this make sense？ 这有意思吗 ？There is a substitute to learning of the Lord Jesus。
来学习认识我们的主，没有比这件事情更重要。没有代
理。I'd like to move on to two other things I want to just capture.
我还有两个点要提出来。
It would be so lovely.If we could be shut away on some mountain top with the Master,
如果我们能够被主带到一个山顶上
，and there in some blissful atmosphere, love again,
在那样美好的这个空气底下，我们来学习认识他，何等美好
！I have no doubt that there are times in every child of God's life.When they have such a mountain top experience,
我毫无怀疑，在每一个神儿女的经历中间，神总给我们有一段时间，好像有山顶的经历。
But it is not that way normally that we know it.
但是在一般情况来讲，大部分的我们并不是每一次被带到山顶来学习认识我们的主。
We love him. We come to know him through circumstances and situations in our lives.
主把我们带到一些环境中，一些情况里面的那种困难中，我们来学习、认识、经历我们的
主。That's how the Lord teaches.
这是主教我的方法。
He took his disciples in a boat.
他把他的门徒放在船上
，and then he arranged a storm.
然后安排了一个暴风雨
，and then he comes in the boat.
这完全是出于主。
The Lord is not has nothing to do with storms.
主好像跟这个暴风没有关系。
Christian life should be made of roses.
我们认为主应该给我们都是 玫瑰花的反应
power
我们在神面前求能力更多的能力
求
不是大福报
and the Lord
真正的福
对
但是在那个大福报中我好像故意的睡觉
Some people say, what's your humanity? You were so tired of it. And you fell asleep. I personally
believe.
And they shook him. Don't you care what you're doing?
When the Lord saw that they were panic stricken,
当主看见他们在这个惊恐的状态
He just stood up and he said,
主就站起来对这个风浪说安静吧
And the whole storm immediately
这个风暴就马上
飞上来 We have learned
这个时候门徒就学到一个功课
Call on the Lord and it is our soul.
每一次碰到这种风暴，我们只要呼求主。
He can change the raging sea and the lightning and the thunder in a moment.
他能够把这一个闪电风暴在一瞬间之间停止了。
When we get it, what happens very often, the Lord has to do the immediate thing.
每一次我们来到惊恐状态的时候，我们发觉主好像马上做演示，让我们
Then we have a testimony
这样我们就有见证
But we have to learn to learn
但是我们并不见得学到功课
Sometime later The Lord told the Lord get into a boat And he said I will meet you on the other side
又有一次主把他们也放在一个船里面然后我主对他们说待会儿我跟你们再见面。
And another storm,
然后他们出去的时候又来了个大风暴。
And they were terrified.
他们又吓了个半
死。And got the Lord in the boat.
这一次主耶稣不在船上。
No one could stop the storm.
现在没有人可以把这个风暴停下来了。
And then Peter, looking through the strength and the wind, saw a figure walking on the water.
然后彼得就在整个这个迷蒙的风暴中间，看见有一个形象在水上行走。
Somehow, because the Lord has been going up and down and up and down.
那个时候，这位主一定是随着风浪又走上高潮，又在走上低谷。
And the other is a ghost.
有的门徒就说啊，这是个鬼魂。
And then he said, No, I think it could be the Lord.
彼得说不，应该是主。
He's going to stop the storm again.
这次他又要平定风暴。
So he yelled out.
然后他就开始喊了
It is you.
主耶稣啊，是你吗
？And Jesus said, Yes. Yes, sir.
耶稣说，是我。
And then he said, It is you.
彼得就说，如果是你的话
，Tell me to come.
叫我过来。
And Jesus said, Come.
耶稣就说，起来吧。
And Peter got over the side of the boat and walked on the storm towards the water.
所以这个时候彼得就走到旁边，就踩到水里面，就朝水走过去了。
He's never been to the school to learn how to walk on water.
他从来没有到圣经学校去学这一课怎么样在水上走。
He never even thought of that.
他从来也没想过这个问题。
走走走走。
他就看见主，
可乐多，
听见主，
你要认识我，我
就顺服主
，and this is impossible。
他就做了那个人不能做的事。
The whole of suddenly, a big wave came up between Peter. Peter went down in one of those rocks. The big wave.
然后抬头没几步就看到一个大浪过来。他在那个谷子看着大浪下
去，哎，
他怎么说？我怎么就会？我怎么干这事？
还是那个walking on water？
这辈子从来没看过有一个人在水上可以走路。
He couldn't see the Lord, he couldn't hear the Lord.
他也看不见了主，也听不见了主的声音，他就在干什么？他就开始往下沉。
Then the Lord said,
主就对他说
，Why did you do that？
你问小细节上。
Now what was the Lord teaching you to do that？
那在这个功课上，主教门徒什么事呢
？You can't learn this in the classroom。
你在课堂里学到的
，this comes to relationship with us。
这个功课只能在主跟你之间的关系中间学。
What are you not teaching them in the storms of life？
这里主教他们在人生的风暴中
，How important the storms？
是这个经历这个如何经历这个风暴比主马上停止这个风暴更重要。
Is to be taught how to walk through。
主在这里教他们要怎么样走过这个风暴。
To be empowered to walk。
主在风暴中给我们的力量，
能够走过去。To walk，
这是水。
In other words, empowered。
换言之，主在这里要让我们学习，在不可能的情况中给我们力量，胜过这个。
Every great work of God in the history of the church，
在整个教会的历史，我们看到
has been doing the impossible。
每一次都是神借着人来做人不能做的事。整个的环境。整个的情况必须得到应付
，God raised and appointed。
这些我们应该看见是主特别安排的
，and through them come to know。
只有借着这一些情况，让我们来认识
，You can come out of the storm the Lord has stopped and you know Him as Lord。
是，如果主在那一刻马上使风暴停下来的话，你可以学，哎，他是主。
When you walk on the storm tossed water, by His word, then you can do the suffering you never had before.
但是如果你能够在这个风暴中来走过这个风暴的话，你学习功课那是更深的一层，是你从来没有认识过的。
I could give you so many other examples, but that time is not.
我可以给你更多的。例子，但是时间并不容许。
I think of another one, just one more.
再讲一个。
There's a huge crowd, and they were all coming.
有一次，主面对了一个很多很多的群众。
But the disciples came to Jesus and said,
然后门徒就来到主面前对主说
，Send them away.
把他打发走吧，
但是那边是土地，但是可以是你们的村子里不少哦。
在不远的村庄里面，他们可以找吃的东西。
And the Lord said to them，
主就对他们说
：“Feed them，
给他们吃。
”I suspect that the there was all the little self-centeredness, the desire。Of the disciples to send the crowds away.
当那个门徒对主耶稣说：“主啊，打发他们走的时候，这句话里面还比只是他们自私的动机还多。”
So the Lord said to them, "You can't do that."
主就对门徒们说：“你们不可以这样做。”给他们吃。但是人说想，我们什么也没有啊。
安德烈，
然后安德烈说：“
我有个小朋友，
这就是小朋友，
你多给他吃。”
他带了一个午餐，
还拿着东西，说个 smile on the other 11 faces。
但是他们就看其他十一个人在笑，
但是说个 bad word down on his lips。But also, what's that
about so many? 这个小朋友手上的这一点，对几千人又算不了，算不了什么。
除了大爱的父亲，
无柄二女，
妈妈和他吃的了，
就是妈妈给他包的一块。
And Jesus didn't get to sit down.
所以就是说把他们大家做了你通知都会几分几分几分几天几天几天几天，然后主就接过这个饼来布屑就掰开，然后就分，继续不断的分，and he took the fish and I really wanted to get the fish but he just ate the whole fish out all of the boat, so I wanted to get all those houses and 同样我不知道是怎么样处理性的鱼，总之不是多开呢就一只一只就分出去，而那我们现在就吃饱
and so the 12 baskets over one of the fish in the house，
然后还有十二个篮子装满那个剩下的，每一个门徒可以有一篮可以带回家。
It is the most.
这里这位主
人。It is the circumstances.
这里有一个不可能的情况。
Hungry people.
这里有这么多的饥饿的群众。
There is. 干过的事。
我们可以做什么？
我们是我们的情绪。
主在这里教导门徒认识什么？
然后他。
离开他，
而受辱，
乃是不，乃是借着他，
老师学是可以的，
借着他，群众就可以保护。
He only needs one little boy，
主只需要一个小朋友
，prepared to sacrifice his life，
愿意牺牲他的那一个小午餐
，in the hands of the master，
在主人的手
里。Broke.
主可以祝福，可以拨开，可以分出去。
This is the history of the true church of God.
这个故事就代表了整个真的神教神的教会在地上的历史。
Always it is impossible.
都是发生在人看为不可能的情况
Always facing impossible demand
都是每一次碰到那个有超过人能够解决的情况里面
Through the loss
但是经过我们
More than meeting the demand
能够超过人的所求所想
Dear brother, dear sister
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
These circumstances God arranges.
那些主所安排的环境。
These situations into which He brings us.
这些他带给我们的状不同的状况。
These problems which He actually creates.
这些我们所看见的这些他所安排的问题。
Are the vehicle by which we come to know.
这些都是让我们来认识耶稣的管道的方法。
Our knowledge about him is put to the test and found to be wrong.
我们所有知识上的对主的认识，只有借着这些不同的环境来考验我们。
We might have the Bible inside out.
我们可能可以把圣经全部背过。
We may know the biblical principles.
我们也可以说出很多圣经的基本原则
，We can even preach on them。
我们甚至可以把这些来做讲道的材料
，And the test。
但是真正考验来的时候
，It's when we know the law，
就看我们到底知道它多少。
When we know the law，
当我们真知道它
，It's impossible，
不可能变成可能。
Well, I'm finished, but there was this other point I want just to. I cannot read this subject without this season without mentioning
it. I don't think it's important. I don't think it's important.
There is another way also. The Lord brings us to know Himself more and more deeply.
So, 还有一个方法把我们每一个人来带到更深的认识上
It is through relationship
乃是讲到他与我们的关系
The
whole of life made up of relationships.
我们整个的一生与主之间是讲到这个关系。
Father, mother, grandparents, children, grandchildren.
我们所谓的我跟上有祖父母啊，父母下有儿女，这个彼此之间的关系。
There is a huge area of life
bound up
with these relationships.
在我们生命当中，有相当大的一个部分是人与人中间这个关系。
Oh, there's so much in the Word of God about these relationships.
然后我们来读到主的话的时候，你也可以看到。有许多主的话是关乎，这个关系。
Husband, love your wife.
丈夫们，爱你的妻子。
Wives, obey your husband.
做妻子，顺服你的丈夫。
Fear that comes sometimes.At the end of some of these letters that deal with the most profound eternal issues,
some
universe creation.
像这样的教导，往往在一封书信里面，在讲完一个非常非常深的属灵的真理之后，提到这个人与人之间的关系。
Remember the commandment: Honor your father and your mother.
圣经的命令说到要孝敬我们的父母
Take God Take Colossians Whole book
整个的 Colossians
From chapter 3
第三章
Verse 18
第十八节
Verse 22
到二十二节
Husbands, wives, parents, children,
children, parents. 在那一段圣经里面，就是讲到丈夫、妻子、父母与儿女这些很重要的关系。
Some people feel that the reason they come to the Lord is their husband or their wife.
很多的人好像觉得，今天我之所以不能够更多的认识基督，就是因为我的那一个丈夫或者妻子拦住我认识。
If I had married so-and-so, it would be so much easier for me to know God.
早知道我跟某某人结婚，我就不会有今天这种被刀的情况。
Oh, I've heard many, many times.
我听到很多很多次。
If only I had made this mistake.
我就恨我做了这个错误。
Of course, today people divorce.
当然，这些日子很多人就离婚了。
Oh, boy.
但这并不是基督徒的方法。
You come to know the Lord Jesus.By learning in those relationships to honor Him.
我们可以借着神给我们的现在有的这些人与人之间的关系，如果照着主的话去行的时候，我们就可以借着这个机会来认识我们与主之间的关系。父母与儿女的关系，儿女与父母之间的关系，也是存在许多这个认识主的机会。
More and more differences in society.
在今天这样的社会背景之下，更加的使这种人与人之间的关系困难。
But the Word of God is full of these practical commands concerning.
但是我们去读主的话的时候，你就会发现，就想到许多人与人之间的这个关系，从圣经里面你可以找到。
Or take employer.
我们还可以看到圣经讲到啊，主人与仆人中间的关系。
Of course, it's master and slave.
圣经里面用的名词就是主人与仆人。
Or sometimes master and bond servant.
或者说主人与奴隶。
It is very interesting that the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians says, there is no chasing in that name for the job. And Jackson says, it should not. And I think it sounds in verse, let me find it for you. Chapter 7, where have I got it? Well, it was moved in my notes. Anyway, I can find it for you. Yes, verse 24. He says, whatsoever, what does it say that he knew? Verse 24. Brethren, that each man wherein he was called, they are abiding with God.
哥林多前书第7章第24节，弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？人要在神面前守住这身份。如果你把上下文去读一读，很有意思。
All kinds，
就讲到很多这一类的，人与人之间的关系。
Even our relationship to our government，
甚至讲到我们与政府之间的关系。
Many Christian churches have a relationship with the government。
很多的经验的基础好像跟他所在的政府没有任何的关系。
But there is a whole area in the Word of God。
但是你到主的话去找的时候
，which tells us to pray for the king or the brethren。
圣经明明告诉我们要为在上执政掌权者的祷告。
And for those in the harvest。
那些在掌权的人
，we not only to obey，
不但要顺服他们
，we not only to honor，
不但要尊敬他们
，we not only to accept His word，
顺服
the law，
顺服 law， 对于这个国家的律法也是要顺服，而且我们要为他们祷告。
Interesting，
很有意思。
I once went to a Christian group。
有一次我去一个基督徒的
房间里，
一个教会
，I better not say prayer，
我不想拿你
，But it wasn't here anyway，
不是这里就是。
It is a David of the John Kennedy had been assassinated the day before。
这一群基督徒，他们不知道。前两天，这个甘乃迪总统被刺杀，这件事情他们不知道。
但我查的时候，大家应该看到，
对于这新闻来讲，哇，这样这么属灵啊！
大家有看到这是这个每天这个，
他们既不读圣经，也不信主耶稣，既不听收音机，也不看电视，也不看报，
这属灵太快了，太累。
但对我来讲，就是不可思议的事情。
I don't know that。I think
it is unbiblical.
We are here in the world to be the salt of the world.
主叫我们在这个世上要成为这个世界的这个主的话的来源。
We are here in the world to be the salt of the world.
我们要在这个世界成为光，不能够藏在斗底下。
And finally,
最后
the relationships in the church.
讲到在教会里面的关彼此之间的关系
These are all arranged by the Lord.
这些都是主安排的
Sometimes we come under the teaching of reverse technology, we think the Lord is so wrong.
我们弟兄姊妹初步接触的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，这群基督徒太可爱了。
After a little while,
但过了没有多久
the guilt age.
色彩是何等的真实。
The Lord always takes it to feel the right thing to do. The Lord is speaking to us.
然后我们就说，主对我这样说
，I'm going to another place，
我要离开这里
，another place，
我要到另外一个聚会那里去。
But generally speaking, we go from one assembly to another because we are escaping, actually trying to escape ourselves.
我们虽然从一个聚会跑到另外一个聚会，再跑到另外一个聚会，说到底，其实我们是要从我们自己逃离，逃离我们自己。
Why does the word of God say that we should subject ourselves to God?
为什么主的话说我们应当彼此顺服呢
？That's Ephesians in chapter 5.
比如说书第五章
，and verse 21,
二十一节。
Or why is it they also in Ephesians?
为什么在以弗所书主耶稣的话是这样说的
？In chapter 4,
第四章。
I am verse 1,
第一节。
I therefore the good servant of the Lord to teach you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith ye were called.With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, giving diligence to be delivered to the Spirit in the bonds of peace.
为什么主这样说？我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的人相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐。
When we leave one another,
当我们彼此分手的时候
we don't get to know the Lord.
我们就对主的认识就减低了。
Why does the apostle speak of lowliness of mind?
为什么保罗会告诉我们要谦卑？
Why does he speak of long suffering or bearing?
为什么保罗提到说要长久的忍耐受苦的心智
？Why does he another place speak of esteeming each other greater than ourselves?
为什么就又说要看别人比自己强？
When the apostle came to the church in Corinth,
当使徒保罗来到哥林多的教会
，it was in a total mess.
这个教会是一塌糊涂，
乱，
有人醉酒
，immoral，
有人没有道德生活
，division，
那里有分门结党
，pack，
结党。
还有
是一个很可怕的教会
，and he said.I return not to know anything wrong save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我对这样的教会说，我立了志向在你们中间，不知道别人，只知道基督与他的十字架。
What did he mean?
他这句话什么意思？
He meant surely this.
我想他的意思是这个。
I will know the Lord in the meanest member of the body of the Lord Jesus in this city.
我想保罗的意思是说，我能够透过在这一个地方的教会里头最残暴的这个弟兄身上来认识主。
In other words,
Christ,
he will say.If a person is saved,
如果一个人得救
somewhere is something on the Lord,
在他身上总有一些是属于主的。
And that's what I will determine to know.
我就要从这样的人身上来认识主在他身上的过程。
We can learn so much through the members of the body of our Lord Jesus.
我们可以透过每一个肢体身上的主来认识主是谁，是怎么样一位主。
Even when there is others,
甚至我们觉得这个是非常丑恶的肢体
，and so sinful,
是一门自私的肢体
，and aggression,
甚至或者有带有侵略性
，still we can learn to know him. 但是我们仍然透过这些来认识主。
So I believe that this method of knowing the Master allows us to root all service.
所以我觉得我们所有的侍奉的根本是根据于认识
认识帮助我们。